In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
These 10 stars, whether a result of their words or past actions, have been denied access to countries and effectively deemed persona non grata in the process. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 actors you didn't know are banned from countries. Number 10, Claire Danes is banned from the Philippines for disparaging the country. Claire Danes traveled to Manila in the Philippines to shoot her 1999 drama Broke Down Palace, playing an American woman imprisoned in Thailand for alleged drug smuggling. The film was shot in the Philippines due to its critical view of the Thai legal system, though somewhat ironically, Danes ended up being banned from the Philippines itself due to unflattering remarks she made in interviews. She referred to Manila as ghastly and weird, and added that it effing smelled like cockroaches. Charming. Prompting then-President Joseph Estrada to declare she shouldn't be allowed to enter the country, while Manila City Council formally deemed her persona non grata. Danes did eventually clarify her comments by stating that she was only referring to the impoverished region where Broke Down Palace was filmed, and that this didn't reflect her opinion of the country or its people at large. Oh, that's miles better then. Number 9, Brad Pitt and David Thewlis were banned from China for starring in 7 Years in Tibet. China has proven itself extremely sensitive where the Free Tibet movement is concerned, and has aggressively targeted any actors who have shown outward support for Tibetan independence. Unsurprisingly, the Chinese government were none too thrilled with the release of 1997's war drama 7 Years in Tibet, which depicts the events leading up to China's occupation of Tibet. China condemned the film's unpleasant portrayal of communist Chinese military officers, and its more positive depiction of the 14th Dalai Lama, before deciding to outright ban stars Brad Pitt and David Thewlis from China altogether, along with director Jean-Jacques Arnaud. Pitt's ban was eventually lifted in 2014 to help him promote films in the region, and he visited again in 2016, while Arnaud was allowed back into the country in 2012 to chair the jury of the Shanghai International Film Festival. Thewlis hasn't been quite so lucky though, and his ban appears to still stand some 24 years later. Number 8, Gerard Depardieu is banned from Ukraine for supporting Russia. Iconic French actor Gerard Depardieu has been an outspoken supporter of Russian politics over the years, even renouncing his French citizenship in 2012 and being granted Russian citizenship the next year by President Vladimir Putin. But after the actor made remarks implying he supported Russia's controversial annexation of Crimea, Ukrainian culture minister Ivan Kirilenko laid down a ban which prevented Depardieu from entering the country for at least 5 years. This occurred back in 2015, and while the initial 5-year period has since ended, Ukraine has continued to ban Depardieu's more recent movies, suggesting he's still incredibly far from welcome in the country. Number 7, Alec Baldwin has a lifetime ban from the Philippines for a joke about mail-order brides. Alec Baldwin has never been one to hold his tongue, and in 2009, he found himself being banned from the Philippines as a result. During an appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman, Baldwin remarked that he desired to have more children and joked that he was thinking about getting a Filipino mail-order bride at this point, or a Russian one. As you'd expect, this resulted in the Philippines Bureau of Immigration blacklisting Baldwin from the country for life as an undesirable alien. While Philippine senator and actor Monra Villa Jr. went on to offer a thinly veiled threat to Baldwin, adding there will be trouble if the actor tries to enter the country. Baldwin did apologize for the joke, though there's been no formal revocation of the ban, so it's safe to assume it still stands. Number 6. Russell Brand's arrest record prevents him from entering Japan. You might be aware that Japan has an extremely strict zero-tolerance policy on drugs, pertaining to both legal punishments and the social stigmas associated. As such, it's little surprise that actors with prior drug convictions can struggle to gain entry to the country. Even Iron Man himself, Robert Downey Jr., was famously detained at a Japanese airport in 2009 after his extensive arrest record was flagged while attempting to enter the country. Actor-comedian Russell Brand had an even stranger experience in 2011, when he flew to Japan to see his then-wife, Katy Perry, perform. Brand's prior legal history, including a number of drug arrests, resulted in him being held in custody for a weekend, and then deported from Japan entirely. Given the country's harsh approach to the legal history of its tourists, Brand is de facto banned from Japan. Number 5. Richard Gere is banned from China for supporting Tibet. In addition to being a terrific actor, Richard Gere is perhaps the most outspoken performer in Hollywood where the Free Tibet movement is concerned, famously being banned from presenting at the Oscars for 20 years after he denounced the Chinese government while presenting at the 1993 Academy Awards. This also resulted in Gere being permanently banned from China altogether. And the actor commented in recent years that Hollywood's increasing reliance on Chinese box office has caused studios to shy away from casting him in high-profile movies, causing him to gravitate towards more independent films, many of which have at least earned him critical acclaim. Even today, almost 30 years later, Gere continues to fight for Tibetan independence, no matter that China's influence on Hollywood's decision-making continues to grow. Number 4. Lady Gaga is banned from Indonesia and China for very different reasons. In addition to being one of the most boundary-pushing musical artists of her generation, Lady Gaga is also an impressively talented actress. Gaga's provocative musical performances have, however, gotten her in hot water with the authorities of several countries. In 2012, Gaga had to cancel a show in Jakarta, Indonesia, because despite selling all 50,000 tickets available, lawmakers denied her a permit to perform amid pressure from conservative groups, who felt her sexualized performances had a corrupting power over the nation's youth. Okay then. With some groups even making physical threats against Gaga, the local government not only banned her from performing in the country, but also strongly advised her not to come there for fear they couldn't guarantee her safety. Gaga was also banned from China after meeting with the Dalai Lama in 2016, with the Communist Party of China's propaganda department blacklisting her and the sale of her music shortly after the meeting took place. They definitely weren't going Gaga for this lady. Number 3. Steven Seagal is banned from Ukraine for being a threat to national security. Though Steven Seagal was a staple action star of 90s cinema, his profile fell off a cliff by the turn of the millennium, his contemporary filmography largely littered with rancid straight-to-VOD mulch. In fact, Seagal's only recent activity to garner headlines is a spate of sexual harassment allegations amid the hashtag MeToo movement, and the fact he ended up banned from Ukraine in 2017. Seagal is personal friends with Russian President Vladimir Putin, was granted Russian citizenship in 2014, and even appointed a special diplomatic envoy to the US in 2018. Like Gerard Depardieu, he has spoken positively of the Crimean annexation, even deeming Ukraine a country run by fascists. Ukraine responded by banning Seagal from the country for at least 5 years, hilariously deeming him a threat to national security. Number 2. Harrison Ford has been banned from China since 1995 for speaking out about human rights abuse. Despite being one of the biggest movie stars on the planet, Harrison Ford's struggles with social anxiety disorder have given him a relatively retiring presence during interviews. Don't let that fool you. He still has an awful lot to say. Beyond being a lifelong Democrat criticizing the Iraq War, calling for tighter gun control, and condemning Donald Trump, Ford committed perhaps his boldest political act back in 1995, when he testified before the US Senate Foreign Relations Committee to highlight Chinese human rights abuses and express his support for a free Tibet. You know what's coming. Ford was quickly banned from China for speaking out against the country, a ban that still stands to this very day, more than 25 years later. Though such a ban seems inexplicable for an actor of Ford's popularity and commercial viability, the fact that Star Wars has never made a splash in China surely helped the authorities make peace with the decision. Number 1. Wes Bentley was denied entry to Canada due to his drug conviction. Not dissimilar to Japan, Canada reserves the right to refuse entry to any non-citizen who has been convicted of a crime. This resulted in American Beauty and the Hunger Games star Wes Bentley being denied entry to Canada back in 2012, while planning to attend the Toronto International Film Festival premiere of his new movie The Time Being. Though both Bentley's team and festival organizers did reportedly attempt to pull some strings with the Canadian government, the authorities ultimately refused to grant him an exemption to enter the country for the premiere. While it's entirely possible Bentley could be granted admission for future movie projects after years of clean behavior, considering how rarely the Canadian government ever does this, it doesn't seem terribly likely. For all intents and purposes, he's banned from the Great White North. Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.